An only guest is a member of Hans Puckett. Last year, he famously recreated Ezra from Earth Tongue's full-bodied scream on stage at the Aotearoa Music Awards. He's one half of the film company sports team and the director of The Weed Eaters, a cannibal cannabis comedy horror sweeping the nation. Callum has embarked with a few other team members from Weed Eaters on a special limited screening tour, the Big Forking Tour, that's coming to Aotearoa on April 20th. 420.
Smoke weed every day.
Now we have Callum here on the line joining us from Te Whanganui Aotearoa, the capital, where I assume they've just wrapped up the tour. They're about to embark onto Nelson. Good morning to you, Callum. How are we?
Good morning. Such an honour to be your one and only guest this morning. I'll bring the goods, I promise.
I'm sure you will, man. I'm sure you will. And if you don't, you'll hear all about it now.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
It's really nice to have you on the programme. The first time I was ever made aware of your presence is when a mutual, probably, Scott from the 99 Express went up to
Scott
Auckland.
Scott Kendall.
Yeah. And he was very, very happy about being in having the 99 Express be in the soundtrack for the movie.
Yeah, honestly, Scott and that album it's been a huge inspiration for me, but also just like, you know, I've been describing it as a primary text for the film. It's like, it's such a great album. If people haven't listened to the 99 Express, by the self-titled album from 2018.
The one with Richard on the cover as a vampire, yeah. Is from 2018, I think. Yeah,
it's a great album about smoking weed, playing cricket, hanging out. It's beautiful,
and
being sad. Yeah, there's a lot of sadness in there, but such a great band.
It's a really awesome band, and we'll talk more about the soundtrack of the film in a second. But I want to talk about a recent Letterboxd post that you made. You said you had a bit of an emotional screening in Gisborne. You likened releasing this film and letting go of it into the world to a breakup. Are you surprised that this is how you're feeling?
Honestly, shocked. I knew that this tour was going to be intense, but I'd kind of forgotten that it marked the end of this journey for me. It's like, it's been about 3 years where this is the Weed Eaters is the first thing I think about when I wake up, and you know, I'm running the film through my head as I go to sleep, and it's my job is done. So, you know, we're still going to sell the film, and I'm still, but it's kind of like, this big secret that we had for so long, and we're like, we love the film, we think it's perfect, and we're just excited for people to find out, and now like people are actually finding out, and so it's sort of taking on a life of its own. But yeah, shout out to the Letterboxd heads, that's great. I realized on like the second screening that I'm not going to be able to watch it 20 times in a row. And I think, yeah, it all kind of hit at once. It's a, yeah, super, yeah, surprisingly emotional time.
Mm. But that's really special.
But very exciting.
That's really special. I read on a 48-hour Film Fest interview that you said about the filmmaking team that you're kind of a band. You give yourselves permission to learn out your instruments as you go. How would you compare this film screening tour to like a band tour?
Oh, well, this is a longer tour than I've ever done as part of any band. 21 dates with one day off, Anzac Day. We're taking the day off because apparently people don't want to watch cannibal horror when we should be, you know.
Lest we forget.
it's super intense. The stuff I predicted is correct. Like, you know, the downtime that we have, it's very precious, and so we're trying to just keep sane. But honestly, it's so fun. This was our game plan at the start of this whole project, was if we can get through the shoot and we can cut something together, you know, worst case scenario and kind of best case scenario as well, we'll get in a van and we'll tour it like a band because that's how we know how to do it, and we'll just introduce it to people like one screen at a time. But for this to be happening as the like press tour, basically, like the promo tour for the proper cinema release on April 30th is very surreal.
I can't wait for you all to come down to Dunedin on 420. Such a good coincidence timing there.
Oh, it's awesome.
I want to give massive ups for using the Nine Eye Express, who we mentioned earlier, and a bunch of other New Zealand artists, including Vanessa Worm, Eden Burns, Van Staden and Boom, Mousy.
Yes.
So many amazing needle drops for this film. What was the art of the needle drop that you found in making The Weed Eaters?
So in, with sports team, me and Annabelle, we've made close to 50, or over, I think over 50 music videos in the past kind of 7 or 8 years. But when you make a music video, they give you the song, and then you can kind of design the pictures to the music. Film works the opposite. You kind of have to make the film first, because they say don't get attached to any of your like temp music. And so finding the tracks is sometimes it's really obvious. Sometimes they work and sometimes they really don't. And I've got like multiple extremely long playlists of New Zealand music that I've workshopped for the film and tried to get the balance right. It's really similar to like DJing, or like what you're doing right now, like shaping a kind of morning for people, except it's 90 minutes, and it's also fitting in between like this freaky jazz score by Callum Passels. Like,
yes.
So yeah, but it was so important just to, a movie's a big noisy thing, and we wanted to, try and celebrate and draw as much attention to New Zealand music as we can. So yeah, really, really stuck with the soundtrack. We're going to try and see what we can do about releasing it.
I do love the freaky jazzy moments there. They just add so much tension, and they're really quite gut-punching, really. At what point did you figure out that you wanted to have that in the movie? Was that from day dot? Was that something down the line?
Oh, yeah. It's, again, with music videos, you're not allowed to... The sound design and music is kind of taken care of. So, yeah, super exciting to be able to like produce the soundtrack. Like a score for the film. And Callum, I would go to these 151 improv nights in Auckland at Nice Goblins that J.Y. Lee, I would see Callum all the time performing, and I know him from Hans Bucket, like we play together in that, but seeing him in this jazz context, it's like I have no idea how he does that. So it's like this kind of this really beautiful generative space that, so I'd go and watch these gigs and just get lots of ideas for the film. And so yeah, it was really obvious to that I'd get him to do it. It's his first score, and he produced and he does all of the music himself. But yeah, it's nuts. It's yeah, I some of my favorite days in the editing of this was just getting tracks from Callum. It's it's so fun.
Yeah, it seems like the whole movie was just made with a lot of love, a lot of fun. One thing that I sort of cottoned on to while watching this is it reminded me of old weed propaganda films from like the 30s and 40s, like Reefer Madness, which is a pretty famous one. Was that a bit of inspiration here, or is that just coincidental?
I think that, yeah, the big inspiration was, I guess, like, it's funny to kind of tell a story about weed from the perspective of fear. You know, it's I think New Zealand, as a country, it's like this kind of open secret that everybody's, getting stoned and no one's really talking about it. Although we almost passed, almost legalized it with the referendum a few years ago, but didn't quite get it across the line. The drugs aren't fun, I like that idea. It's, and especially like thinking of this as a stoner film or blending stoner films with horror, it's this nice idea of playfully kind of stressing people out when they come see the film.
And not to spoil the film at all, but towards the very end, there's a few moments where one of the characters gets outrageously stoned, and it's not in like a, oh my god, we're so stoned. It's like, oh my god, it's like they're internalizing much.
Sort of pushes into the kind of demonic horror almost.
Demonic greening out. What was the... was there any coaching about how to look like that, or was that just the actor's own internalized experience with marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely some, you know, a lot of research went into making the film. But we did experiment with it early on in the process with, like, writing and performing stoned. We did a little experiment called the 48-minute film festival, where the four writers, we each had 24 minutes to write and then 24 minutes to shoot our own little short film, and it produced some pretty harrowing results. we realized, yes, okay, probably not good. Yeah, probably just to leave it to performance. But no, the actors got really, really deep on it. It was really very impressive. Mm. The kind of levels of stonedness, and also there's different kinds of weed in the film as well. There's the sort of the normal weed, and then there is this evil cursed weed, and it affects all the characters in a kind of different way.
And you can find more about that at the screening, which is happening on Monday the 20th, and it's part of this big forking tour, which is hilarious because there's a massive fork that's actually going around the country. How is it transporting this thing, and how big is this fork?
Yeah, well, we're about to catch our first plane in a few days. So Annabelle, who's made the fork, she's just had to box it back up. Otherwise, I'd show you. We're on a Zoom at the moment. It's like the fork is over 6 foot. It's like proper big. And people have been very excited to see the fork. It's been a real draw card, I think, that there is literally a giant fork. It was a good way to put some, preparing for it to put out a movie. It's the first time we've done it, so where do we put our energy, you know? It's like, I guess, you know, maybe should we spend some more time on the trailer? You know, should we try and, you know, get more celebrities to come to the screenings? I don't know. No, let's put in some serious hours into making this fork and making it really good. So, yeah, I hope people will be impressed. Mm. And they can have photos with it.
Would you consider making a huge knife and then doing huge spots?
I asked Annabelle, I said, I can do a knife next. And she's like, very seriously, said, I don't know, but I think maybe like a big button or something. I think there's sort of a bit of the borrower's energy there, you know, just like feeling like a very small person with these very, very big props. But giant spots is that's a great idea, especially on 420.
Totally. The South Island screening Q&A hosts, we have quite a lot of them. We have the Gourmet, we have Paul Keane from The Bats, who's also in the movie. In Otipoti, we've got Aaron Hawkins. Is there anything that these people have in common, or are they just like people that you find quite cool?
Yeah, we've got a real range across the tour. So far, everyone's really brought it, which has been nice. We've had like chefs. We've got a city mayor, which is crazy. There's going to definitely, I think, there's some wild cards coming out. I'm excited to have Paul host the Q&A and Geraldine. He was in the film and is Annabelle's dad. I'm excited to see what happens when we put him in charge of the mic. I think he's gonna be great. We've been doing fun stuff like writing questions for each other and also just getting the audience involved as well. It's been really nice kind of getting people's live feedback for the film. This is I don't know, these screenings are, people have been waiting for this movie, you know, and so these screenings are kind of the best possible way to see it, especially as a comedy, because it's, you know, you get that all cinema comedy experience to be able to talk about it and actually spend some time with the audience of the film is it's great. I'm treasuring it. Mm.
And it's, you know, that comedy cinema experience is kind of rare nowadays because there's not a lot of comedies that really hit the screens as of like 2013. I feel the last big comedy that I can think of was 22 Jump Street.
I went and saw what was it, the
Naked Gun.
The Naked Gun.
That was great.
So funny.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah, but this film is really funny. We kind of forgot during the making of it, and then when we played it at the Civic, it was like, I don't know, it was hysterical. It's very infectious.
Mm. I think just the last third of it gets a bit dark, so you kind of do forget it's a bit of comedy. My last question for you, Callum, while you're here, I read in an interview with 48 Hour Film that when you're asked about DIY filmmaking, what you like about it, you said it's the only way you know how to make films. It's getting on with it. It's not waiting for permission, and it's making the films the kind of films that you want to make. Looking at your very, very bright career ahead in film, will you stick to that indie sort of arena, or would you dabble in more professional, larger productions if given the opportunity?
It's a great question. I definitely like the next project and the next few projects where, you know, it's where we'd like to kind of try and repeat what we loved about this film, and part of that was having a small crew so you can be nimble and but just also working with my friends, like it's very high risk, high reward, you know, like if this went really badly, I that was my biggest fear, was that I'd, you know, lose some of my closest friends, but it didn't. It actually went very well, and now I'm on the road with everyone and celebrating this film for a month and longer. I think I like the idea of employing more people and just having more, I don't know, adventurous projects. But yeah, one film at a time, and at the moment, the only way we know how to do it is our way. We have a saying, if it's like, if something was really, really hard, you've got to do it at least twice. So we learned too much on this film to this to be the only film that we make. So we're gonna get busy after this for sure.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see what you come up with next. Super excited for the screening next Monday. And thank you very much for making time to talk to me this morning.
No problem. Are you coming along?
I will be coming along.
Wait, I'll see you there.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
See you there, man. I hope you have a lovely day ahead, and I hope that all the tour and the admin of moving around the whole country doesn't get too stressful.
Thank you. Yes, it's we want to hold on to these friendships for sure. See how we're going on Monday. It feels like months away Monday. Somehow. But yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, Callum. Really appreciate it. Cheers, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Alrighty, folks, that was Callum Devlin, the director of new horror comedy film, The Weed Eaters. They're going on a big forking tour, as we mentioned. They're coming to Othepoti next Monday on the 20th. We are giving away a double pass to go see this movie. If you're interested in winning the double pass, text in to 021-272-3461 with the music that you've been spinning lately. We're going to play the Nai Nai Express's track Vegetables, which, as we mentioned earlier, was a really, really pivotal song in the soundtrack for the promotion and for the actual movie itself. So here is Vegetables by the Nai Nai Express. I'll see you soon enough. Enjoy.